Mr. Henry Kissinger, sir?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Mr. President?
Yeah.
I've read the Wilson column, and it says exactly the opposite of what the news summary says.
Yeah.
It gives exactly our line. Let me just read you the first paragraph. Yeah. The Democratic candidates for the presidency have brilliantly succeeded in opening up their own credibility gap on one of the most critical questions of the time, agreement between the United States and Russia on curbing the bomb. To a man, these aspirants have made a political issue of the most serious business afoot in international affairs, and to a man, they have been wrong. They chorused and parroted the idea that to go ahead with the ABM and safeguard system was a provocative act which would submarine the talks, and that therefore which must stop this program dead in its tracks. Deployment of the safeguard, proclaimed Senator Muskie in May, is a provocation we cannot afford. And then he lists a lot of them, what they all said.
Yeah.
And then he says, so we went ahead with the ABM system, and President Nixon was able to announce that we had gotten off dead center in the SALT talks. The Russians agreed to move towards an agreement on ABM and offensive weapons deployment, thus breaking a critical impasse with the secondary effect of exposing the faulty judgment of the Democratic prophets on the Senate side of the Capitol. Mm. And it goes on and on like this.
Well, how in the world, do you have the news summary in front of you?
Yeah.
What does it read?
Just yeah, I got it here. It says, Richard Wilson looks at Democratic White House contenders and their criticism of ABM, a move which turns out to have helped bring about SALT progress. Well, what's helped bring about SALT progress is the ABM. It's a poorly written sentence.
Oh, maybe that's what they intended. Maybe they were just writing it. I see your point. The sentence is written. I don't think they could possibly have read the column and written it and put it this way.
That's right.
I see.
Oh, no.
What they probably meant that the deployment... Yeah. It sure does. It sure creates exactly the opposite impression. You read that then.
If you read it quickly, it gets exactly what it says here. What is evident is that Mr. Nixon knows better how to go about moving towards an agreement than his opponents in the Senate. Their faces should become all the redder when they consider that the movement in the SALT talks is accompanied by a Soviet initiative in discussing mutual troop reductions in Europe.
Mm-hmm.
All of these fundamental and critical problems have been made political issues with a highly virulent contact.
Mm-hmm.
From any detached point of view, this is deplorable.
And so on and so forth. Couldn't be a better column. If we had written it, Mr. President, it couldn't have been better. Well, I'm glad to see that. You read a news from you, get the impression that everybody's off it. Maybe they're wrong on the Buckley one. You just never know about it.
Because we worked Wilson over.
Buckley, they may not have understood that either.
And he's a gentleman.
Well, he's an honest reporter.
And the same with the Alsop column. The Alsop one is quite a good one. The Alsop says, look, this is a tough president.
Yeah.
If he doesn't get an agreement, he'll do what's necessary to protect us.
That's right.
That's what we want.
Exactly. It may be that the fellows, this isn't Buchanan, this is the news summary guys, and they're pretty conservative people, and maybe that they're kind of trying to... I mean, they may load it a little. I don't know. You see what I'm getting at?
It may be sloppy writing, Mr. President, because
it
says...
Well, they do this in a hurry, I know.
ABM deployment, a move which helped break the deadlock. It's the move, ABM deployment, not what the critics said.
Yeah, well, I don't criticize them. They work fast and hard, and I just couldn't imagine what the hell it was.
But I was astonished when you called me.
Yeah.
Actually, this column is... We couldn't have written more positively ourselves.
That's right.
And I'm getting the Buckley one.
That one don't bother me with, but just follow up with him directly. He is sort of the Bible to these young people and young conservatives.
I'll get Buckley around, Mr. President.
But Buckley should understand this damn thing.
I'll have no problem.
Fine.